Welcome to the first coaching support session for your 5-day carb cleanse. I'm Deb Kern, and Karen Wolf is here with us.
Hi there.
Hey there, Karen. Together we're going to just get you started with the product that you have, the kit that you have in your hands, and go over everything that you have in your kit so you know exactly what you have, exactly how to use it, exactly when to use it, basically so there'll be no mysteries how this 5-day carb cleanse works. So if you want to hit pause until you actually have that kit in front of you, I encourage you to do that because I would love for you to have the box right there. So go ahead and hit pause and go get it if you don't have it with you. And now that you have it, open it and you'll see. Let's just take an inventory of what you have in your box. So you'll see there on the left-hand side there, there's 15 packs of shakes and powder that you'll make into shakes, and you'll notice there are three flavors. And my suggestion is for you to have one of each flavor today, so that, first of all, so that you know which flavors you like best, and Karen will address later why that's important. I also kind of really suggest you do that every day so that you don't get bored with the same flavor all day. Your mouth really wants variety, and so that's why there is variety here. And so you've got your packets of shakes, and that's enough for three a day. And the shake really has all the protein, complex carbohydrate, essential fatty acids to make a good meal replacement with full nutrition. You'll notice right away that it is a carb cleanse, yet there are carbs in the shake. Sometimes that confuses people. Well, your body must have carbs to make energy. It's a source of energy. The kind of carb that we're cleansing from is the simple carbs that spike your blood sugar, pastas, breads, bagels, orange juice, lattes, those kind of things that spike blood sugar. The way the carbs are formulated, first of all, they're complex, they break down slower, but they're also put together with a good source of protein. You'll notice there's a blend of whey, rice, pea, and soy proteins. So four kinds of proteins, so you're not overdoing any one source, which is really good. And there's also essential fatty acids, which all of that slows down the absorption, the use of the carbohydrates to give you a long, steady burn. That's what we're looking for, long, steady burns. So you'll also see in your box that there are these packets of supplements, which are vitamins and minerals. And when you look at the packet, you'll see that some golden-colored tablets, those are going to be multivitamins. The ones that look kind of whitish, greenish-looking are the ones that are the same size. There are two of them. Those are minerals. They're actually chelated minerals, and it means that your body absorbs them at the easiest form for your body to absorb. You're going to see a larger white one that has calcium and magnesium. And then you'll see a smaller, also golden color, a little dark golden color, and that is a super antioxidant, anti-inflammatory that has grapeseed extract in it and some vitamin C. So this is really key that you take these packets of supplements, and you'll notice they're labeled AM and PM, obviously for the morning and the evening, but they have the same thing in them, so it's okay if you mix them up, but you do want to take one in the morning. And Karen's going to talk about the timing in a minute. I just kind of want to go over the inventory and one in the evening. And so you have your supplements there, and then you'll see that you have 10 bars. There's two different kind of bars, and there's 10 of them. So you have, I would again suggest that you have one of each every day. There is enough in there for you to have a mid-morning snack and a mid-afternoon snack, or sometimes I actually would save mine for later in the evening. Just depends on your style, you know, when you want to have that. You might want to have, I would sort of spread mine out and have a little bit of a snack of veggies in the afternoon and have an earlier lunch, and then you can just time it. And Karen will talk about timing a little later too. How do you time all your meals and snacks? You're also going to see in the side of the box there's a DVD. And this DVD is so important for you to watch. If you haven't already, watch it as soon as possible. And I would even recommend that you have your whole family watch it with you because it really helps them understand why you're doing what you're doing. And I've actually noticed that spouses oftentimes get on board when they see the science behind what you're doing. That when they realize, oh, this is not just some fad diet that you're doing, or this is not just another one of those things, when they recognize that really what's going to be happening in your body is a resetting of your metabolism and your insulin response. And when they see the science behind it, that can help them for sure get on board with supporting you, but maybe they even want to do some cleansing themselves. It's great reinforcement, and at the end of the DVD are some really great exercise ideas and regimes that you can practice with. There's a magnet in this box. I love the magnet. You can stick it on your fridge. It kind of helps keep you reminded what you're doing. And then there's a checklist for the week. And you're going to notice that when you look at the checklist, that it recommends having only shakes and bars the first 2 days and then introducing vegetables and fruits later. Karen and I have worked with hundreds of people, and what we have found has the best success is to start having your veggies on day one. We don't really recommend adding extra fruits. You really don't need them in the 5 days. We do recommend adding extra veggies, however. So, and Karen's going to talk more about that, but I just want to say it up front that the protocol that's on that checklist is not exactly what we recommend. We do recommend you start right away that very first day having veggies at lunch and at dinner, because we're wanting you to adopt a new lifestyle, and right away bringing in more veggies is a great thing to do. So that's what's in your kit. That's what you have in your hands. This is the centerpiece for your week. In fact, I might set that box up and as a display on a kitchen counter, make it look beautiful, and enjoy having it out so you really remember what it is you're doing this 5 days. So, Karen, would you talk to them more about timing?
Yeah, sure. I love that idea of putting the box out. When you said that, it felt like it's also a great symbol of taking care of yourself. That box, it is really a symbol that, okay, this is something I'm doing for me. And I love that idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. And also, the veggies thing is interesting because I found a big difference with people in starting veggies early, because this is not about restriction or deprivation. It's
right.
About a new lifestyle, and vegetables are part of the new lifestyle. And people like to crunch on things. So having zucchini or lettuce or cucumber and put them in little baggies and crunch on something can make a big difference. So that those two aspects, I think the box on out and the veggies are really, really important things for people to do. And we get a lot of questions about timing, so this will be a good time to talk about the importance of timing. So you're actually creating a metabolic shift in your body, and to do that, we want to eat every 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes people take me so literally and they say, oh, every 2 hours, but every 2 or 3 hours. So what we're saying is don't leave big 5-hour gaps between your shakes or a snack, because what will happen is your body will think it's going into starvation mode and it'll hold on. It'll get really good at storing fat to conserve. So the very first thing is breakfast, of course, breaking the fast and making sure that you have that first shake within an hour of rising. And for some people, this is kind of tough because they're not breakfast eaters. They don't feel like eating. But because metabolically we want to create the shift, it's really important. Make the shake and start sipping on it within an hour of rising. And that will break the fast, tell the body that, okay, we can release now because you're feeding me. And it revs up the metabolism and is a key part of the success of this program. And then a couple of hours later, you have your snack. And a couple of hours later, you have a meal again. And a couple of hours later. So every 2 or 3 hours, it's really important, evenly spacing the timing of mealing and snacks so that your body can trust you. And that might sound a strange thing to say, but your body wants to know you're going to feed it. And if you feed it, it will release the storage that it's been holding because you haven't been feeding it properly. Some people make the mistake of not eating. They imagine that, okay, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to stop eating. Well, surprise, surprise, it helps you store weight even better. And then, of course, you get this huge post-diet binge. your body is completely out of balance. So we are bringing you back into balance, stabilizing blood sugar, stabilizing insulin, stabilizing cortisol. I found for myself about 4 o'clock is the hardest time of the day for me, and that's the time that I'm usually looking for something to eat. So I really want to be prepared, and maybe you have a particular time that's harder for you. I want to be prepared, so I have a huge salad that I've already made up or vegetables that I've already cut up, so that's what I go straight to at that time, because vegetables you can have. I often say vegetables except for 3 vegetables, no potatoes, peas, or corn. So they tend to be higher glycemic, and other than that, you can have vegetables. Then the timing also is involved when we're talking about supplements. Think about when you take a prescription medication, and they say it's a 3 times a day, or every 8 hours, or it's 2 times a day. So they want you to keep certain blood levels of that prescription medication. Well, these supplements are pharmaceutical-grade supplements where we actually want you to have a certain blood level of these high-powered nutrients. And that's why you're taking them AM and PM. And you take them with a meal, usually breakfast and dinner. If you forget the breakfast one, take it with lunch. But you want to, don't take 2 packets all at once. We want to stage these to get a certain blood level of these optimal nutrients so your body can do what it needs to do for repair and generation. So to make it simple, to break it down for you, there are 3 aspects of this program. The food aspect, which we tend to talk a lot about because we're eating regularly and we want to talk about low glycemic. Then there's the exercise component, and that varies a lot. You'll see on the DVD there's some exercise ideas and talks about the importance of exercise. Some people can exercise more because they feel so energized. Some people less because they're going through a bit of a detox, which Deb will talk about in a little bit. It's just listen to your body and move your body every day. There's a lot of insulin receptors on muscle, and the idea is to help your body be more insulin sensitive. So by moving, it helps the effectiveness of this program. So the 3 aspects are food, exercise, and supplements. The supplements work at that cellular level and help the body be more sensitive to insulin. I might add another 2 aspects of the program, water. Just like you have a massage and they say drink and drink a lot because you've detoxed the body, you've moved the toxins, you want to flush them through. And then I would add sleep, because we don't talk about sleep nearly enough in wellness, and sleep helps repair and regeneration. So I would add those other 2 to really completeness sake of the aspects of this program.
I agree. And speaking about sleep, just to make a word about the supplements themselves. Supplements are basically concentrated food. It's concentrated micronutrients that your cells need to do their job, to help the mitochondria make energy better, to help the cellular fluid detoxify itself, to clean it out. And so what can happen is, for many people, have not been properly nutrienteded. They're going through life and feeling somewhat fatigued and feeling like that's just normal. And it's not normal to feel all fatigued. And when your cells start humming and really being able to do what they do and make energy, a lot of people feel more energy than they've felt in a long time. And some people can't sleep if they take their evening supplements too late because they feel so much energy. I want to be clear, this is not a drug. This is just concentrated food that's helping your cells do their job. But if that happens to you, I would just say take that evening pack with as early as possible with your meal. So maybe eat around 5 or 6 o'clock and not take it at 8 o'clock. Have you seen that too, Karen?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I have, and it's so fascinating. I don't notice that myself at all, but I have noticed that if people particularly, maybe they haven't taken supplements, or they haven't taken supplements that actually work before.
That's right.
So
yeah,
they have this energy shift that can be significant and can interfere with sleep. Yeah,
right. And sleep is so important for your body to reset itself. And if Karen's harder time of the day is 4 p.m., my hardest time is 8 to 9 p.m. in terms of just feeling like the need to graze or snack. And I found for myself the best success was to have my dinner, take my supplements, my dinner being veggies, you know, big plate of veggies, and then have my shake as a dessert, which I loved, and then pretty much go to bed. Go to bed by 9 o'clock, so I don't have all of that evening time. And that really helped reset me as well, was just getting the sleep patterns going. That helped.
You know what I do around that time, now that I come to think of it? I think, Deb, you were the one that introduced me to that yummy tea, the Good Earth tea that has cinnamon spice. That's kind of sweet and kind of, it's hard to describe the flavor
I
of it.
I love it, yes. The brand is Good Earth Original. They're in the brand, their original tea, they have a decaf and a regular, and it has so many spices, cardamom and cinnamon and clove. And it's sweet without adding any sweeteners, naturally sweet.
Yeah, just don't add anything. And I kind of crave that at nighttime, the richness of the flavor. And then I get my jicama cut up, so it's like an apple in the consistency. And I eat that, crunch on that with my tea. It's become a new kind of thing I do in that end of the day when I might be looking for something to eat. And that tea is so soothing for my appetite.
I have another one
somehow
to share with everybody, and you too, Karen. It's called Bengal Spice. And it has a picture of a Bengal tiger on the front. It's made by Celestial Seasonings. It's also caffeine-free, and it has some different spices, a little different flavor. So if you ever want to, like, have even a different experience, and again, you don't even need stevia to sweet. It is sweet by itself, just naturally, which is really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of exercise too, Karen, it's quite a transformation time this week, and it's true that some people may have lower energy, but it is really important for you to move your body, to move your lymph, because your body is detoxifying, and you want to make sure you move every day. So I would say, you know, there are some days when I'm at my computer all day, and the movement that I have is like just putting a headset on my phone while I'm talking and moving around in my office. I mean, really and truly, you just move. Just move. Do you have any other tips for how to work?
Well, you taught me once, which I think was great, is you had one of those chairs in your office that was actually an exercise ball. So talk about a lymphatic pump. Instead of sitting on a hard surface, you had that ball that was a chair.
That's right. I do. I sit on a physio ball, one of those big, instead of a chair. And it allows me every now and then I sometimes just lay back and stretch. I know if you're working in an office, that may not be possible, but hey, you could be a trendsetter in your office. I have coached people before, one woman I'm thinking in particular who was a financial planner, and I got her to put a ball in her office, and Karen, she said the quality assurance people came in, and they almost made her take it out because they were afraid she could hurt herself and that they would get sued. So she had to sign some paper that she wouldn't sue them. But you know what? Before long, everyone on her floor had one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it became corporate culture there to sit on.
Or one of those little mini trampolines you could have in your office and just do a few little jumps, jump, 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 jump every now and then.
Yeah.
Up and down the stairs. Just, like you said, just move.
Right.
On a regular basis versus just sit.
Right.
Doesn't have to be this aerobic activity that's 30 minutes at your target heart rate. You just think about moving on a regular basis. It's so important.
Yeah. Now, we want to let everyone know that the ebook that you received with the program, it actually has contents of based on years of us coaching hundreds of people to success. And in the ebook, we have frequently asked questions and we have recipes. So you can read this now. You can read this as the entire program, but we just wanted to say a few things to reinforce what's written in there. And one of the things we wanted to share with you are just some of the ways that we learned when we ourselves did a carb cleanse and different ways of preparing vegetables. So one of the things I learned is a salad dressing that I adore. And Karen and I will each share ours with you, and they are in the ebook as well. But it's important that you have something that makes your salad taste great. Because, again, this is not about deprivation. It is about shifting your lifestyle. So you may have been used to eating bottled salad dressings like, you know, ranch or whatever, honey mustard. And all of those bottled dressings have, well, most of them have high fructose corn syrup or all kinds of sweeteners in them and preservatives. I mean, look at the list of ingredients. It just goes on and on. So we're going to share with you our favorite salad dressings that have like three ingredients and their words you can pronounce. So my favorite one has equal parts of unpasteurized apple cider vinegar, flax oil, and Bragg's amino acids, or my new favorite actually is coconut aminos. You can buy amino acids made from the coconut. I actually prefer that. It's my new thing. I prefer that to the Bragg's. It's less salty, but it still gives a little bit of that nutty kind of flavor to the dressing. So just, I'll say those, they're written in your ebook, but you can find, if you, in your health food store, you want to get unpasteurized apple cider vinegar. It's going to look cloudy, and that's the kind you want. It's very alkalinizing to the body, which is very healthy. Flax oil is usually in the refrigerated section. And then the other piece, the Bragg's aminos or coconut aminos, you might have to ask where they keep them. Everybody, every store I go to has them in different spots. Sometimes they keep them near the soy sauce. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they keep them with the vinegars. I don't know. You'll have to look. Ask where the aminos at. But one third, and I just mix up a big old jar of that, and I use it on my salads. You're getting good essential fatty acids. You're getting alkalinizing, and you're getting a great flavor. And you really, and if you don't like it, don't use that. I mean, make one you love. So, Karen, share yours, because yours
has a different. Yeah, I have a really basic one that's just basically balsamic vinegar. I would put, say, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, and then I get extra virgin olive oil, or you can use flaxseed oil. And relatively, if I'm using 2 tablespoons of balsamic, I might use 1/2 tablespoon of oil, just a little. And then I buy the garlic that's already been peeled but vacuum sealed, so that all I do is get my garlic crusher and put those little cloves in there and crush it down into the salad dressing, and there it is. So it's simple. And since I've been using that, I actually do not like the taste of store-bought salad dressings. I can taste the preservatives, the artificial sweeteners in it, and I can't have that anymore. It's awful tasting to me.
Me too. I was at a family gathering recently, and that's all that was available. So I put, I thought, well, that's okay. I put whatever, and it tasted like Elmer's glue, actually.
Yes.
What it reminded me of. It was like, wow, I used to eat that? Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah. It shows you how we can really change what we think we'll never be able to change in terms of our taste habits can significantly change.
Right. And this is the 5 days. It will happen. Your taste buds will shift. And so it's very exciting. Couple other just tips, if you will, is some people, when they do the 5-day cleanse, feel a little bit more gassy than normal. And part of that is just any time we change diet of any kind of change, our digestive system can have a response like that. There's a lot of fiber, so it could be the fiber, so much fiber in the shakes and bars. It could be just the shift to different protein sources. Regardless, if you're feeling that you're getting gas, I would say there's three things I would suggest. One is you can buy something called Beano, B-E-A-N-O, at the pharmacy, little drops, and that helps to diffuse the gas. Or there's a tea that's made by Republic of Tea, that's the brand, Republic of Tea, called Get Relief. So you can just drink that tea, that helps with gas. And the other thing is if you're making your shakes in a blender, that does add a lot of air, and so it's a little bit like drinking air. So you know how when you're a kid, you'd swallow air to make yourself burp. At least boys did. I never figured it out, but I know that's what. Since I'm raising boys, I see this phenomena a lot. The same thing can happen in your tummy, that air keeps getting passed down, and you feel that. So maybe don't blend them. Shake them instead. The shake powders in these pouches are easily emulsified. They won't be all clumpy if you just put them in a shaker bottle. And I've seen shaker bottles everywhere now, Karen, that have like wire whisks in them. And so, you can get one of those and shake it. Shaken, not blended.
You can even get little hand whisks that are electric but don't have quite the power
exactly.
of those big ones that won't create as much air.
Right. And then just speaking of mixing the shakes, you can mix them if you want, like the vanilla. You might want to mix with some, maybe you make coffee in the mornings and you save some out and some cold coffee. We would recommend decaf. Well, tell them your recommendation on how we do not recommend getting off of everything
all at once. That's the big question. Of course, we may as well just go right to that. The most popular question. It'll be on the big. If there was a top 10 list, this would be on the top of the list. Can I drink coffee? Well, and my answer is okay. The purity of the program. If you want to do this so perfectly, you would not have coffee because coffee is a stimulant. It stimulates the sympathetic nervous system, which can stimulate cortisol, a distress hormone, and that can have an effect on the glucose level and the storage of fat. However, we want to be able to do this program and live a normal life as well, and asking you to have this shift in your eating habits, significant shift in your eating habits, and go off coffee too, might be too much. So usually what I say is whatever you're having now, cut it in half. Have less. Move towards a shift and a change to your body. And then if you do want to go off coffee later, we can kind of work on that as another step. So I usually take a moderate approach when it comes to that question. And so with your shakes, like Deb said, you could put use coffee and put some chocolate, maybe a scoop of chocolate and two scoops of vanilla, and then you've kind of got a mocha going on there and gives you a bit of a different flavor and a taste, and variety is important. So that comes in some of the shake recipes that we'll be giving you in the ebook.
Right.
And then perhaps it's good to just, I know I don't like to inject a thought that something could happen and then we make it happen, but it's a good idea to just let people know about the possible detox responses that can happen in those first few days. And Yuri's really good, Deb, at explaining that.
Well, you know, it's the good news, bad news, or the light and dark aspects of anything. The great news, your body is detoxifying these 5 days. You're not eating all of the toxins that have been in pre-prepared foods in standard American diet. You're also giving your body supplements that are really helping your cells not only nourish themselves but detoxify as well. So toxins are leaving your body. That's that. Some people, depending on, it depends on so many things we couldn't even list it, but depending on a number of variables, some people will actually, they will feel the effects of the detoxification more than other people. And it does have somewhat to do with what you had been eating prior to this, but it also has to do with your stress level, your hormones, your sleep patterns, how sensitive you even are, and also just your body-mind makeup, how you're made up. So we can't predict, but some people will have some detox responses. The most common ones are headache. Like if you've ever gone off caffeine before, or when you go off sugar, meaning foods that spike your blood sugar, you might have the same kind of dull headache. I know, Karen, you did, right?
Yep, mm-hmm,
you had that kind of feeling, that dull headache. And so that's really common. It won't last forever. Drink more water and rest more. Just drink more water and rest more. Really listen to your body saying, I need to slow down. It's not a problem to take an aspirin or a Tylenol. It's not a problem. You don't need to sit there and suffer. That headache is going to go away. So would you agree about the Tylenol, aspirin?
Yes, people have
right.
to work and they've got to really
exactly.
Get it done. But what I was able to do, because I picked a 5-day period that I could really, really give my body a break. I had less appointments throughout the day, but I know being self-employed, it's a little harder, that a little easier for me,
right.
that I was able to just drink lots of water and rest and listen to my body. And I didn't need anything because I knew that was a detox, but on the same token, I wouldn't stop somebody taking
exactly. When and that's really the fine line. We would never say, you know, it would be best if you could listen to the message of your body, which is, ow, I need to really have downtime and dark and cozy and lots of fluids, and I don't need to be looking at a computer screen. My head hurts, or a TV, or, you know, I need to be just resting. That's what the headache's asking you, and it's wanting you to flush out. And we realize you may need to just move through, and so then, you know, don't just suffer unnecessarily there.
Right.
Another common detoxification response would be your stools being looser, maybe even diarrhea. That's common because the body is just really releasing toxins. And again, if you're having really intense diarrhea, I would even say take half of the supplements, take the AM packet and use half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening, and the next day take a PM packet just here in the beginning, because the supplements are helping your body detoxify, and depending on how much is there to detoxify, you may want to slow it down a little bit. But the good news is it's really great that it's leaving your system. And so
I actually haven't found that it's a very common.
I haven't either.
Take
well,
that. Yeah.
I've seen it some, but not often. So just so you know, that could be a detox thing. And those are really the main things. And so
yes, yep.
if you're feeling, you know, kind of a little achy or headachy, detox.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, and our next session with you will really address how to support yourself even more, especially emotionally, because as you detoxify, you may feel that a different kind of emotional experience. But we'll talk about that on the next session. So those are the main things.
And the good news is by day three, after day three, it's all downhill from there. Mm-hmm. So the detox usually happens in those first few days.
Perfect.
So we probably a good idea to let folks know about after the carb cleanse. Even though this is early on, it's good to start thinking, because this is not a quick fix 5-day diet. This is a lifestyle, and we're getting used to a new lifestyle of portion sizes and timing of meals. And once you've tried the shakes, then start to think about, okay, planning for after the 5 days. And there's a choice of three phases. And you'll be able to look in the ebook for how much to order in terms of the shakes and the supplements and the bars. And the idea is that you order wholesale directly from the company using the customer number you received. And of the three phases, the first phase is for people who wish to continue to release the weight. Perhaps your big goal is to release weight and you want the kind of fast track to that. And you're going to reintroduce foods with organic fruits and veggies and high-quality protein sources slower than the other phases. So you're actually going to be replacing two meals with meal replacement shakes, one low-glycemic protein bar as a snack, and then one low-glycemic meal. And you'll be given ideas in the ebook for what a low-glycemic meal is and one low-glycemic snack, and lots of ideas. And a moderate exercise program. I kind of like the idea that people have this 10,000 steps. They wear a little pedometer, and it's a little guide to look down to see how active you've been. It really is an eye-opener, especially when we're sitting down at a desk that Deb and I seem to talk about a lot with our work, where you don't get the steps in, and it's amazing when you actually have a counter there. And take your pharmaceutical-grade supplements. So that is phase one. Two meal replacement shakes, one low-glycemic meal, one protein bar, and one low-glycemic snack. Now, here's the really important thing for you to hear. We encourage you. It's not required. It's just highly encouraged to eliminate all breads, grains, cereals, rice, pasta, potatoes, sugar, candy, soda, and juices during phase one of this program. Let me repeat all of those again. No bread, no grains, no cereals, no rice, no pasta, no potatoes, no sugar, no candy, no soda, no juices. Because we're really getting you into a metabolic shift in your body, and that will give you the best results. Now, maybe you want to do phase two. This is for people that maybe you're at your healthy weight and you wish to maintain it and you're feeling good after the 5 days, and perhaps the meal replacement shakes are real convenient for you, maybe as breakfast, or you've got a busy day, so lunch for a shake works for you. So during this phase, you begin to reintroduce low to moderately low glycemic carbohydrates, such as maybe sweet potatoes or whole grains. And again, the ebook will give you lots of resources about this. So just one meal is replaced with a meal replacement shake. Still, you could use one low glycemic bar as a snack. I always have the bars with me. I mean, it's so convenient. And maybe I'm out and about and I'm taking a little longer than I thought. There's the bar. I don't have to think, now, what could I have that's low glycemic? So I always have those. And then, of course, the exercise program and the supplements. They always come with every phase. And then you might want to explain phase three, Deb.
So phase three would be for people who are at their healthy weight already and really feel prepared to use whole foods for all their meals and snacks. And so this would be especially for someone who has a schedule that they're really in charge of and doesn't have to travel and doesn't find themselves sort of out and about where, whoops, what am I going to have to eat? Because for people who really can be home most of the time and control all of that, then they can handle all their meals. It takes, and also for people who have developed a skill for preparing in advance, because you need to do that. So for you, you're just going to use, you know, low glycemic meals and snacks. You're going to keep timing them just like you've been doing now. The difference is you'll be timing everything and having whole foods as your meals and snacks. You'll continue taking this pharmaceutical grade supplement because your cells still need that kind of support. Even if you're eating what I would call clean and green, everything organic and local and seasonal, unfortunately, we can't get from whole foods all of the antioxidant support that we need in our environment today. The soil is depleted, so the food doesn't actually have in it what it used to have. In other words, to get the same vitamin C from an orange today that you would have gotten from an orange 100 years ago, you'd have to eat 6 oranges to equal the vitamin C in one orange 100 years ago. And that, combined with the fact that our bodies are exposed to more toxicity than 50 years ago, even more chemicals have been produced that are toxic to our bodies, we just need that extra support for the detoxification and also for the nutrienting of our cells. So basically, phase three, you just really keep timing everything the way you've learned in this program, but you're timing them and doing it with low glycemic meals and snacks. So,
and we do recommend that cookbook. There's a cookbook that's recommended in the ebook. That lots of resources there, lots and lots of resources for you.
All right, so we could even say here, I know it's in our ebook, but we recommend this cookbook, Low Glycemic Meals in Minutes. And it's at a website called releasingfat.com. We love that resource for, and what's great about this cookbook is the two women that wrote the cookbook, they themselves followed the same 5-day carb cleanse that you are following, and afterwards they created this cookbook, and they're working moms, and they know how to plan ahead. So it's a really helpful cookbook in terms of planning, preparing, and being ready with your meals and snacks.
Wow, we covered a lot of things, didn't we?
We did, but there's more. So stay tuned, because in the next session, we will address emotions and food. Food and mood, we call that. So feel free to listen to that next recording right away. There's no need to wait. It's appropriate at any moment, but be sure to listen to it at least by day three. Really need to listen to that session at least by day three. So in the meantime, enjoy this process as your entire metabolism is really reinventing itself, resetting itself. And we will talk to you in the next session.
Yes.
We look forward to it.
All right. See you then. Bye-bye.